Do you ever wake up and you have a particular plan for yourself to get started for the day, and you're just ready to just get out of bed and start it, and after that cup of coffee, you just realize that, today's not the day for me to do anything. I'm not feeling happy today. I feel depressed. That was me for the past 2 days. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of A Collaboration of My Emotions podcast with your host, Frankie Shapier, and I'm here today to talk to you guys about this whole depressive rut that I was in for 2 days. And yes, I'm still on my Zoloft medication, but you still have those moments where you feel depressed. It was more of a like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I was just so out of energy. I didn't really feel like doing anything. It could be because I'm on my monthly and I'm taking medications. So it's really just a mix of all that. Plus, I'm stressed and like, I'm setting up these plans for like the next week and the next month. And so it's just a bunch of like issues all combined into one that's just causing my stress, and it just made me just not want to get out of bed. And I know everybody has that feeling. This is a very human experience where you're just like, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, today, I was so motivated. Like, I didn't do all my chores. I'm almost done with my chores. I'm doing one of them right now, which is doing this podcast episode. but I went to the store. I was supposed to get my COVID vaccine shot and I didn't, but that's fine. I could just reschedule for another day. And I went and did my errands, essentials. Came home. I just cleaned the bathroom. I gave myself some lunch. I'm gonna finish cleaning my room soon. And then I'm gonna get started on some laundry tonight. But honestly, like, I have so much more things to do on my list, such as I need to write some things for vocal today. I have to do a bunch of stuff. So I'm more hyped than I was for the past 2 days, which was just And for my ladies and for anybody with a uterus, it's horrible. It fucking sucks to just have your period the first or second day, even the third day. It just feels like, oh, like someone's draining the energy from your body and you just don't feel like doing anything. And that's how I felt. I basically listened to my music and I laid in bed holding my stomach as I'm groaning in pain. Due to these period pains, it was so painful. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I was in so much pain. And then you know what I love so much? When the stinging pain from your belly is going nuts, and then the nausea comes with that at the same time. Love it. Literally my favorite thing during my monthly. But at least I ate chocolate and I actually bought myself some Nutella. I'm not gonna eat the whole jar. I actually just spread some on my toast this morning and I felt a lot better because I love me some chocolate, especially during my monthly. It's really like, ooh, it's rewarding. But anyways, I just wanted to come on here and just talk to you guys about what I've been doing, what's going on. And I also want to give you guys some links and information for you guys to support me and give your girl a little support. This is going to be her full-time job. Well, I mean her, I mean me. This is going to be my full-time job. Podcasting, freelance writing, you know, transcripting, all these things. And I have, like, so many plans and things to do. And trust me, this is not the last of the stuff that I am doing. There's probably going to be more in future episodes. But for now, I am going to be leaving these links. Please check out the description for this episode. Check out my Vocal account and make sure to subscribe and like any story that you read and that I've written and that you like. Please give it a like. Please share. And please tip any amount to me, because that helps me put money in my pocket. And also be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as well as share this podcast episode, as well as the podcast itself, with your friends and family to give me some support. I would really appreciate it. And thank you so much. Now, back to the conversation on me taking my Zoloft. So, you know, I've been told that when you're on your medication, it's like the first few days, it's really bad. You feel just, it's not really bad. That's an over-exaggeration. It's more of a, you're getting used to it. And the first couple of days, it was like, it's a little bit new, you know. I was feeling a bit like, you know, it's not like I was feeling like high. It was more, I was feeling a little airy. But I felt good. Like, I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel anything. I just felt pretty, you know, balanced. And what I really like about that, because I think the last time I've actually cried now, it's been 2 days, but it's not as bad as it was before I was on Zoloft, which would be every other day, and the anxiety would be overwhelming. Now I can be in public and just be completely comfortable, and I honestly like that. Like, I'm at the store, I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna go get this or get this, and I don't feel nervous, I don't feel anxious, it doesn't feel like everyone's staring at me, I just feel good, which I love. So I thank God above, my ancestors, my spirit guides, for allowing me to have the money to afford my therapy, because without it, I don't know what I would do. But I do love just overall, I just love just taking it, and it's helping me feel better, and I love the therapy, and I love, you know, the people that check on me and see how I'm doing. I love my care counselors. I honestly appreciate the help that I've been given for the past couple of weeks, and I couldn't be more blessed. I'm so blessed. And yeah, honestly. And also, thank you to everyone that has listened to my second episode of A Collaborations My Emotions podcast. I received love, my heart felt warm, honestly. And it was a very difficult topic to talk about. I know mental health for a lot of people is a very hard topic because of the stigma. There's also a lot of issues revolving around just anything in terms of like sexual health and mental health. But I am here to talk to you guys about those things, because we need to end that stigma, and we need to support people that have these things or have these illnesses, disabilities, stuff like that, and learn from them, and also to help those people. So, including myself, including the person listening, you know what I mean? So, thank you so much. Honestly, the love is overwhelming, even though it's only from like a handful of people. I know there's going to be more people in the future. I'm manifesting that. I'm speaking that into existence. And I'm just honestly grateful for it. Thank you guys so much for listening. My episodes are pretty short. They're not like an hour long. Why? Because honestly, it's just an overview of how I've been doing and my week. And I said I was going to be talking about sex education and stuff like that, and spirituality and stuff like that, but today is just one of those days where I just don't really feel like it. But next week, I will be talking about more along the lines of meditation and stuff like that. We'll be talking on meditation specifically next week. So please, please subscribe, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.